Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so, brothers and sisters. As you know, there are some rough times happening around the country, more or less around the world. And we are taken for granted that these things are supposed to happen to us. Nevertheless, if you understand it, it's designed what's going on, and most of us don't have a clue. But most important, you have to worry about your health. Your health is your number one priority. If you don't keep yourself healthy and safe, then you can't fault anyone but yourself. Nevertheless, you have to be able to take your vitamin C, which is most important. Some need it at least twice a day. Some need it three times a day. It wouldn't hurt you if you did it four times a day. Well, that helps your immune system and help you to protect yourself from this virus called COVID-19. And COVID-19 is killing so many people around the country, and most states have a major problem. 2.2 billion people has been deceased because of this COVID-19, according to the statistics. Is these statistics right or wrong? However, regardless if it's less or more, it's a shame, it's a disgrace with all this education and all this ability and our scientists is why we're in trouble as we are. But what we don't understand is a power play. And they will use any type of virus, they will use any types of tricks, and they will con you out of what you deserve to have. Not talking about just the virus itself. Anytime you can go to a state and thousands of people not able to vote, for what reason? They claim the machines went down. What reason? They claim that the votes wasn't real. What is going on? It seems like someone will pull a coup and someone wants badly to be in office. Now, our president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, has a situation, and the situation is he's losing. And he does not like to lose. He'll call out the National Guards, he'll call out the Marines, the Navy, and any part of the defense to stop you from allowing anyone to be him. I believe that there's going to be some serious problems if, in fact, he does not get in. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that be prepared, because the same way that the military turned against these countries, it was always a fight. There's too many people in America that have sensitivity. There's too many people in America have love for self and kind. There's too many people in America that will allow themselves to be dictated to and turn against citizens. I believe that anyone that thinks that, they have another thought coming, because America sticks with Americans. And if, in fact, that the Marines or the Navy or the Army or any other force that is approved by the United States of America turns against this country, it's going to be a war. Because you have anyone that forms or has a desire to go into the Marines or the Navy or the Air Force or the Army, they make that choice. And they have a mother, they have a father, they have siblings, they have cousins, they got uncles, they got grandmas and grandpas, and surely not going to turn against them. So it's going to be a major problem. But I've heard the president say himself that he don't like to lose. And he would do anything to make sure he does not lose. But he plots, God plans, plots and plans, and God is the best of planners. Because God doesn't plot. He just will. Whatever he desires to do is his prerogative. And our President of the United States of America, our Marines, our Navy, and our Army, all of them can't do anything without the will of God. Not a leaf falls from the tree without the will of God. God's earth does not listen to no one but God himself. The stars, the moon, the sun, they all submit to the will of God. Whatever power you think you may have, he controls your thoughts if he chose to. He can stop you from thinking. You can have the worst headache there is and not be able to think. You can have a bad stomach ache and can't do anything. Why, you don't have a voice because he took your voice away from you. And his birds and his bees and his insects all work for him. You don't have to send man to man to stop you from doing anything. He can just give the will to his creation. Don't you see people flooding around the world, more or less to our country? Things are happening that they won't tell you. Why? Because they don't want you to know. They are not going to inform you to make you think that they the lords of the world, not God himself. So you have this, these scientists, for the sake of money, turns against the entire human beings around the world. I heard Ms. Farrakhan call him a devil. That's what they are. When you work for the devil, you're a devil. And we have that gent in us, so we have an opportunity to be a devil. Now, some people say God created the devil. No, he did not. Why would God create anything that has a problem or anything that's wrong? That's not true at all. But however, brothers and sisters, you have a right. He gave you permission to have a right to do wrong. And doing wrong, thinking that it's going to benefit you, is called temporarily heaven. Yes, he'll give you that gift for permanent hell. That's it. That's everything. And I'm telling you right now, you have to trust in God, but you must protect yourself. And you protect yourself from what? From this virus. B12, B1, B2, B6. All that is a necessity for you to be able to do. And if you understand to keep your immune system strong, you won't fall victim, especially those who are in good health. Now, you have to protect the ones who internally have problems. Because there's heart problems, there are sugar diabetes, there are kidney problems, there are a lot of problems, and that one have to put themselves more so than the rest of them. However, we're supposed to look out for each other. I met a young lady. When I say I met her, I did go see her. It was my friend who I grew up, Omar's wife. She's 96 years old, and boy, does she look good. And she can hear very well. And he asked me to put on my mask. I did it because why? That's his home. But when I saw Mama, she said, "Would you take that mask off? I can't hear you." So he said, "No, Mama, you don't want to take that mask off." Now, you know, when mothers that grew up the way I grew up, they tell you to do something, you have to do it. So I took it off. And she said, "Well, sit over here because I can't hear you." So I got closer. She said, no, 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 no. Come sit next to me. And he said, Mama, no, he can't sit. Boy, if you don't leave me alone, come sit over here by me. And those women haven't lost their faculties, their intelligence. And they understand that there are there's trouble, and someone is causing these troubles. And those seniors don't understand to give up in life. She says she keeps moving, and she'll keep moving until Allah see fit that she shouldn't be here anymore. But she ain't trying to die. Now, my mama, she lived to 95. My uncle, Ike, lived to be 104. And my grandfather lived to be 106, and they had all their faculties. So if Allah want to keep you here, and you maintain your sanity, and you maintain the condition of your body, because that's your earth, you're in charge of that earth. You don't think you own the real estate? That's your real estate. But we don't take care of our real estate. We take care of everybody else, but don't take care of the gift that God has given you. And that's the nature in which we was created. And if you understand the nature in which you was created, you will be more in tune with your system. You'll be more in tune what's going on mentally. The divine mind, that mind, as the Black Negro Foundation said, is a terrible thing to waste. Why would you want to waste your mind? Well, today we became complacent. Today we feel that what's going on, we shouldn't be a part of it. We're just going to sit around and wait to see what white folks is going to do for us. Yes, I'm not just talking to my Christians. I'm talking to my Islamic brothers and sisters. I don't see anything of any significance that allows us that we are on the move. Because we have to plan for the future. If we believe that God has a plan and we know he's the best planner, so why are we not planning for the future? We don't even have communication. And this show, Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellence Enterprise, Malaj Speaks, and I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, and I try my best to maintain my consistency. I try to be repetition. A lot of people say I repeat myself. No, I don't repeat myself. I'm consistent. I'm consistent in what I say, and sometimes you don't get it. You have to say it again. Sometimes you still don't get it, so you have to say it again. If you have children like I have children, you be talking to them and don't even hear you. And they stand right next to you. I said, you don't hear me, boy? Oh, what do you say, Dad? Now, how could he not hear me? He's not paying attention. And because he's not paying attention, this is the type of reaction that you will get with one that does not pay attention. I don't think none of y'all paying attention to what's going on. And Eve is coming up, and it'll be up here, I believe, by Friday. And how many of you are prepared for the Eve? Well, we all get prepared for the Eve because most of us are seniors, and most of us got old, and most of us are complacent. So we got enough to go and make prayer and sit around and talk about the history of where we came from, but never talk about the present or the future of where we're going. So we will say, good, Eve, but where's our children? Isn't that amazing? Eve is for our children. Brothers and sisters, do you understand that when you tell your little daughter or your little son at the age of 2-3 years old that Eve is our holiday, not Easter? And all the children got Easter baskets and got Easter clothing, but not our children. And then you tell everybody, all this, we don't have enough to be thankful here in America. So we don't have Thanksgiving. But the next day our neighbor has it and the children are having fun. that 2-3 year old cannot comprehend. They have to obey their mother and their father, and so they do what you tell them to do. And don't let Christmas come. Oh my God. All them friends next door got toys and bikes and beautiful gifts that they have and they want to be able to play with, but cannot because mama and daddy told them, no, we don't celebrate Christmas. Well, when is our holiday, mommy? When is our holiday, daddy? Oh, Eve, Eid al-Fitr, and then Eid al-Adha, which is the largest. But when those Eves come around, I don't see the children get anything. They surely don't get anything equal to what the Christians get on Christmas Day. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, you have told them don't like Christmas, don't like Easter, don't like Thanksgiving, but they don't have a day where they can say, whoa, I can't wait to Eid al-Fitr come because I want to celebrate. These imams don't create nothing for them. You know what they do? I'm going to tell you what they do. They send them skating. They bring a basketball or a little ride or a truck that 100 people might have to stand and wait in line to get in that one truck to look at the tenders that they put together for the chosen to use. This is a disgrace. You know what? It's a real disgrace, brothers and sisters, that when you put up a barn or a corner store and then you say this is a masjid, that's a disgrace. But yet they can't come together collectively and build one beautiful, gorgeous masjid with a playground, with a community center that their children can play inside if it's raining. But they can have fun outside. And where is our land where we can have our eaves on it and bring in our music park? Well, we don't do that. Why? Because we're like the Masons were. When the Mason came into knowledge, they cut off the African American. By the fact, they thought they was better. And when you get to the point that you think you're better than someone, then you have ego. You're egotistic. Actually, you're an egotistic maniac. And you don't socialize. And you don't come a part of your uncles, your aunts, and your nephews who did so much for you in raising you. You don't care anymore. Why? Because in your mindset, your religion is it. It is it, and your religion dominates. You dominate people but can't produce nothing. You dominate people but can't evolve. You dominate people but you're stuck on stupid. This is a problem, and it's become a major problem. Yes, you can speak another language. A language that 90% of people that grew up with you don't understand what the hell are you speaking about. We call it Arabic. Some say the Arabic of the Quran. Yes, the Arabic of the Quran, if any human being is sitting there listening to it and really listening to it, it will move their soul. Why? Because it is their nature. So it will move their soul. But it doesn't give them the comprehension to understand what has been said and what you mean, what you're saying. It doesn't have that. So what I found out, that most of the imams are talking to the spirit. They're talking to the soul, and they're neglecting the intellect. See, our children coming through school, they got a little more of the technology, and they learn more than what we want. So when you bring them around and they see you look like zombies, you look like a dead man walking, and nothing is happening, there's no material substance that they feel like they can benefit from, they don't want to come. Do I got to go to the masjid, mommy? Do I got to go to the masjid, daddy? No, you don't have to go, but I'm in charge, so we're going to make you go. Yeah, that's okay at 2, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10. But when that child gets a little older, he comes into his own mind. And when he comes into his own mind, he has the right to say, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in going. And so they get caught out here because you didn't pay attention to them. or you believe you're paying attention to time for prayer, time to fast, time to go to the masjid, but they don't have a clue why they're doing any of that. Because you don't have no intelligence to teach them. Well, I found out it's not they don't have the intelligence, is that they became selfish and all they're interested in themselves. Now, I'm going to say this, and I have to say it, that there's no way there's 25 imams, but today there's no place that our children can go and play. There's no community center where our children can come and communicate and be engaging in anything that they want to engage in. We have nothing. We have to wait for the YMCA, or we have to wait for white folks to say, okay, you can come back. Where's yours? Where's all these years that we've been together and we have not produced anything? And I'm going to tell you what I know. And it was told to me by the mayor. And one mayor tried to give an imam a big place, large place. He said, but all y'all got to come together. He did not want all of them together. He wanted to be the imam. Thinking about himself, not thinking about the community. The community is everything. Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace be upon him, he thought about his community. Moses thought about his community. Solomon thought about his community. It's a community, brothers and sisters. And when you start just thinking about yourself and your immediate family and neglect the community, that's okay. Get the hell out of the spot being an imam, because the imam is supposed to teach community. Community puts you in there, and the community take you out of there. But there's no votes. And you wonder why the president don't want to vote. He don't want to vote because he want to stay there. He might as well get up and say, I want to be like these imams and be there forever and just let my cabin vote on me. What cabin do they got? They got 5, 10, 15 brothers and sisters that come out and rule the community. In a community, they don't know what the hell they ruin or what they are trying to do or what they have done. This is a disgrace. And it's proven during this shutdown. We are shut down because if you go to a supermarket, you're going to have to get in line. You're going to have to get in line because this is not your supermarket. You go to any store, you got to get in line. Now they got a thing, they shoot you with a gun. I don't know what it means, but they touch something in your forehead and tell you if you got a fever. If you got a fever, you can't come in. So all this shooting, all these needles, all these different things that they are doing to the African American, and we're not saying nothing about it. We ain't doing nothing about it. We pretty much don't care. We going to their hospitals, we dying. Oh, Miss Mary died. What's she dying for? Well, I can't tell you that right now, but I'll get to you. Well, I'm coming by, oh, you can't see her because you got the virus. Well, what do you mean I can't see my mother? What do you mean I can't see my grandmother? I can't see my own child. Yes, you can see them. We'll give it to you in a bag. Yeah, they put them in a bag. They put them in a bag and tell you to pick them up, but you can't take them to the grave site and not put them in. You got to put them in the grave right away. Well, you got grave owners says, I don't want you to poison the grave. Oh, my God. This is so unintelligent. They don't want you to. You're not burning. They got the virus. They got COVID-19, and that's what's on their thing. So you're not coming in my grave. Oh, son, we own the grave. Allah created the earth. His whole earth is a mess there. But today, let me show you the difference, brothers and sisters. You got a plot, or you got a grave site. The only way you can get in the Islamic grave site, you have to say that you took Shahadatain, or you've been a practicing Muslim in Al-Islam, or you can't get in that grave. Same way with the Jews. If you're not Jewish, you're not getting in that grave. And so they said, I want to bury my brother. Well, I don't see what masjid your brother went to. Well, my brother was practicing Islam. I haven't seen him now. He can't come in the grave. Now, what gives you the right to say who goes in the grave and who do not? Well, let's get back to this Islamic grave site. The Islamic grave site says you are not in al-Islam. You cannot come in this grave. But here's a brother sitting in a coffin in one of the places that they trying to say someone's got to pick this body up. None of the Muslims want to pick it up because they don't know if they say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the funeral parlor is stuck with a body. But here come a Christian and say, we will bury him. Isn't that amazing? So you mean the Christians don't say, oh, you can't come in my grave site because you are in Islam. No, they got more Islam in them than you do, brother imams. Because you can't reject no human being. Who the hell are you to judge that human being? You can't even judge yourself. You didn't create yourself. So it's a shame. It's a disgrace. And it's getting so bad that it's now being exposed. Oh, I said I'm buying my own grave sites, my own graveyard. So we can bury you human, welcome human to your grave. Regardless what religion you're in. You ain't got to have a religion. You're human. Because when we say, brothers and sisters, to God we came and to God we'll return. Every human being is going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, where is he? You ever ask that question, where is Allah? You know where he's at? Or do it mean you're going to return back to your deen or fitra, the nature in which you created? So you can't be a jinn anymore because it's over. Once you pass away, that spirit leaves. That's Allah's spirit. And so you have to return back to your deen or fitra. So that means if a Ku Klux Klan dies, he is a Muslim in his nature, and the nature have to return, not as a Ku Klux Klan, it returns to the deen al-fitr, the nature in which it was created. We have left our nature, mentally. We have left our nature. And that's the power you have, why Satan don't like you when he was created out of fire. Yes, smoke is fire. So he don't think dead earth and dust is supposed to be above him. Well, he's trying to trick you and con you and make you think that you are intelligent, yet you're stuck on stupid. And you will not clean up. So why would God give it to you? Well, Allah says, I will not change the people till they change that which is bothering their soul. What's bothering your soul? For Allah gave you a soul, and Allah gave you, brothers and sisters, a soul to talk to you. So if you don't talk to your soul, yes, you got problems. Because why? You ignoring your soul. So the jinn will tell you, see, God don't like you. He won't even help you. Something's bothering you, but he won't help you. Yeah, that's Satan. Or that's an imam that don't know what God is really saying. Ain't that amazing? They know all of this Arabic of the Quran, but can't explain to you what Allah is saying. So I'm going to explain it to you here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Marat Speaks. I'm going to break it down to you. For Allah says he will not help a person, a group of people, or a person, or an individual, if they don't help what's bothering their soul. So why is Allah saying that? Because he gave your soul a voice to talk to you. Oh, you don't talk to your soul, and that's why Allah say he won't help you. Until you come in tune with your soul and your spirit and know that Allah is talking to you, then you can change what's bothering your soul. But you cannot change what's bothering your soul if you don't know your soul, if you don't speak to your soul. And that's what God is saying. So in order for you to speak to your soul, you got to be in your nature, in your deen al-fitr. You've heard me many times say, whoa, let me tell you this, because the angel sent it to me. I'm in tune with my soul. Now, do I commit sin? We all commit sin. But what makes me different than you are? I beg Allah for forgiveness for my sins, because he's all forgiven, the most merciful. So if you don't beg Allah, then you're going to ride with that sin. And then you're going to sin some more. And then you're going to sin some more. And then you're going to sin some more. And before you know it, you don't even know that you sinned. It doesn't care anymore. You just do it. And it's a shame. It's a disgrace. In this world, you have to make it to the hereafter, brothers and sisters. You must make it to the hereafter. In order for you to make it to the hereafter, you have to be able to pass the acid test. Yes, there's an acid test. And the acid test is to test you all the way to your grave. All the way to your grave, brothers and sisters. You have to test all the way to your grave. For Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, said that I have tested those before you. Who are you not to be tested? This is Allah. So letting you know that he has tested all of us, and because he tests all of us, he's going to test you when it's time for you to be tested. That's Allah. That's Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name. So the key factor in what I'm trying to explain to you is that this world, you have to work hard in this world to get to the hereafter. Allah tried us. Well, we was in paradise until our father Adam slipped. And because he slipped, now we have to work for it. And a lot of people say, and they do, they say that our father cursed the world. No, he didn't. One man can't curse the world. That's mathematically impossible. But they say it because he slipped. No, what he will allow is showing you that he's human. And so he didn't fall, he slipped. You know, when you fall, you don't have to walk no more. But when you slip, you get back up. So by our father Adam, our father Adam repented. There it is. He repents. So when you brothers and sisters do not you're not able to do, you just beg Allah. Oh Lord, forgive me, I sin, Lord. And you can't lie to God because it's recorded. So you got to tell him what you sinned for. And you have to tell him the truth. I sinned, Lord. I fornicated, Lord. I committed adultery, Lord. You got to tell God everything and then beg him. And he knows your heart. So you can't fool Allah. You can fool anybody else. You can fool that woman and say, baby, baby, please, baby, 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 please, and she'll make you forgive you. But you don't have to be real. It just sounds good and it moves her soul and she accepts. But with Allah, he don't listen to your words. He listens to your heart. That's how God judges us. By what? Our heart. And because God judges by our heart, he knows if you are telling the truth or you're lying. See? That's how he judges. So with that said, we should understand that there is a beautiful world, and we have to get to that world. In order for us to get to that world, you have to go through trial and error. And then listen to what God says so you can understand it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorify his name, says, brothers and sisters, Allah is saying to you, if we, the African Americans, if we, the Italians, the Irishmen, if we don't sin, he will erase us from this earth and replace us with one that will sin. Wow. What, Allah likes us to sin? No, that's the only time you really come to God. You only come to God when you're sick. You only come to God when you are in trouble. You only come to God when you're dying. Yes, now you come to God. Isn't that amazing? That's the only time you come to God. So Allah wants you to beg him. But he will forgive you. He's most merciful, most beneficent. And he will forgive you for all of your sins, all the way to your grave. And hopefully you'll leave here without being a sinner, because Allah, God, will erase that from you. Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to know, and I say these things to give you a good understanding, an excellent understanding of who you are or who we are as a people, because we don't know that everything in creation is in us. Everything is in us. We can be whoever we want to be. Creation is in us. The sun is in us. The moon is in us. The stars is in us. Even the animals, they're in us. This is why we can stoop down to our flesh. We call that animal kingdom. And you stoop down to your flesh and you do low-life things. Why? Because you're capable of doing low-life things. So I'm saying to you, without a shadow of a doubt, understand that there's three creatures. There's the angel, and the angel was created out of light. And there's the jinn was created out of smoke as fire. And then us, who was created out of the dust, dirt, and clay. Yes, that's us. However, those creatures cannot come up to our level. The angels agree. Whatever Allah wills, that's it. But most of your jinns do not agree, and especially Iblis. They don't, those creatures believe, why did God make us the Khalifa of the world? Because they can be beings, but they ain't human beings. And we are human beings. And because we are human beings, they're alive, and surely that jinn is able to do things we can't do. He can come to you as a dog. He can come to you as a cat. He can come to you as an animal like a horse. We can't do that. He can come to you as a female, a male. We can't do that. That jinn has that ability. But he don't have our intelligence. He doesn't have our intellect. And that's what's disturbing him. So what his job is to prove to God that you and I are not worthy. And look what we're doing today. We're trying to destroy the population because this human being decides that he don't want 8 billion people. So let's kill 1 billion of them. And it's all over now. Here come Bill Gates, his wife, the little short guy that's in charge. All of them is referred to as a diabolical mind, because it's about the Benjamin. The more they can do, the more money they can get. The difference from most of these imams they follow the same idea, but they broke. But these men that come up with these ideas are rich. What am I saying? Most of these males are not transparent. Nobody knows where the money is, and if they do know where the money is, they don't know how much. And if they do know how much, they don't know what was given yesterday, day before yesterday, last month, 3 days ago. What about the last iyaha? How much money did you take in? They don't give that because they're not transparent. And don't ask them. Then they'll tell you that they're on a pedestal that you can't approach them. If you see them in the streets or if you see them downtown or in the mall or somewhere that and say, "Billy, ma'am, I've been trying to reach you because you never told me how much money in the mail." "Oh, this is not the time." It's not, huh? It's not the time. When is the time? Because you haven't told us in over a decade. This is crazy stuff. This is insane. But I went to my leader. I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and I take pride in doing so. And I asked him, I said, "Brother Imam, I feel bad that 20, 30,000 brothers and sisters that supported this community is now upset. And they still will sit on that rug." He said, "They deserve what they're getting." Anytime you want to sit on the stupidity, anytime you want to embrace unproductive individuals, then you deserve it. I say he's right. He's right. I just got a lot of sympathy for my brothers and sisters because a lot of good sisters, they just don't know. It's just unbelievable they don't know. And I can break down so many things because today voting is a necessity, not a luxury. Because y'all don't go out and vote, the same man that was in office is going to get back in office. But I heard a person said, it's two evils. Don't think Biden is going to come back and change the world. Oh, hell no. Biden is going to do a little more than the president, but it ain't for you minorities. You can forget that. Now, how is it that you're supposed to call a vice president and he's down to almost 100 days, and he still ain't picked the president? You know why he ain't picked the president, brothers and sisters? Now, this is my theory. This is my humble opinion. He didn't pick a president because he knows if he picked that white president, vice president, sorry, if he picks that white vice president, it's going to be 40 to 50% of the African Americans not going to vote. He knows that. So he's holding out long. And he's trying to come up with who should he put in and who he shouldn't put in. Now, all of them qualify. But if they get in and be a yes, sir, we back in the same position on a sophisticated level. It's got to be someone that's able to say, "Oh, no, we can't accept that." Because a vice president is like the coke puller. If you don't tell a man from right or wrong, he's going to constantly do wrong. Candidate for the Democrats. He ain't done a lot of shaky things against a black man in America. But he's the best you have right now. So where is the politicians are sitting there and saying, "Hey, Biden, you got to do this, you got to do that, and get it done if he wins." That is not happening. And you got the voters registration called the voters Muslim, the Muslim vote. That's a disgrace. Because it's 400,000 of us in America. No, I'm sorry. In New Jersey, 400,000 in New Jersey. And 400,000, ask them how many is in the Muslim voting. 200? 300? You want to give them the benefit of the doubt? 1,000. I know it's not 1,000. So people look at that and say, "Well, what happened? out of 400, that's all you can produce? So they laugh at us. Now, do they want that 200 vote or that 1,000? Yes, but don't give a damn if you vote or you don't. Doesn't matter. And this is because we're not in one community. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. But we say we practice Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, peace and blessing be upon him. The Prophet would never accept that. Never. We're one Ummah. Not 5, 10, 15, 25, 100. We're one, brothers and sisters. And if, in fact, we was able to do that, we would have a major voice, a major voice. That's what unity does. And anytime you come against any one of us, all 400,000 is coming against you. And we're powerful because we can shut down anything that we want to shut down. So black life does matter because a lot of things are getting done and it has nothing to do with the politicians. It has something to do with the people that's marching. You got Italians, you got Irishmen, you got Filipinos, you got Asians, you got Arabs. They're all marching for Black Lives Matter. You even have the gay organization, and they're powerful. They're very intelligent. I don't care how they switch, you can't take their intelligence away from them. And these men are in that courtroom, and they're making things happen that benefits us tremendously. So all these things are happening while we are sitting around, and we can send out a flyer that we're going to be in the park for Eve. So I say it openly. It was a smart thing for them to do because if they come together collectively, it's called Sadaqa. Zakat will be given. And because they will give that charity, they can split it. See, now they can come together because it's finance. I mean, this you want to be a rocket scientist, think they don't know this. And this is the real killer. I'll take a hit. 50 out of 100 is informers. They work and they're paid to be there. They keep you right where you are. They get paid. You ever call the insurance company and they say, Mr. Muhammad, yes, you know, we'll give you $500 if you keep doing what you're doing. What do I have to do? You got to pick up your meds. What meds? Well, you got to have your insulin. You got to have your high blood pressure. You got to have your pill for nerves. You got to have pill for kidney. You got to have pill for your liver. You got a pill for this and that. I don't need all of that. Well, Mr. Muhammad, we're going to give you $500 if you go pick up your stuff. He said, but I haven't did that in over 12 years. I don't take meds. Well, I do take herbs. Oh, congratulations. You don't need these pills. No, I don't. Well, that's good. Oh, by the way, can I get the 500? Nope. So I got to be sick to get it? I have to be ill to get it? Isn't that amazing? So that's what's happening to us. You got to come out and give. But nothing's coming back in return. Meaning, where's our restaurants? Isn't that something today you can sit outside and the restaurant can feed you? I would love to sit outside in the sun, in the shade. I would love to sit outside, but you can't find none of us. Not one African American that can feed us what we believe is the right stuff to eat. And sit out. Why? We have no restaurant. Now, do you say, Murad, that you can't sit out on any Islamic brother? Yes. Our brothers from Egypt, our brothers from Saudi Arabia, our brothers from Pakistan, our brothers from China, our brothers and sisters from different parts of the country. Yes, why? Because they got all the restaurants. Well, where are yours? Well, you know, we not together yet, and we can't produce. Now, I want to ask you a question, and it's a good question. How is it that we believe that Flat was the Lord of all the worlds, and we believe that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the messenger of God, and we believe Islam, and we believed in the Quran, and we didn't know how to make sajda, but we knew how to say, surely I've turned myself to Dio Allah in Cayenne. Yes, we knew that, and we felt good at the fast of the month of Ramadan, only in the month of December. But look what we had, restaurants, stores, we had farms. We had factories. We were doing our own clothing. We had our own bean pie. Boy, nobody knew nothing about bean pie. We were doing everything. Now, isn't that amazing? All of this was success. Now we're on the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we know Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is God, and we know the seal of the Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. We know this. We know how to make sajdah. We don't just stay on up in Qiyam. We go down to Ruku, come back up to Qiyam, and we go down in what? Sajdah. And we put our head on the rug, and we know to put our nose there because Allah breathed into the nostrils of our father Adam. So that's why we put our head on the earth. What earth? You putting your head on the rug? That's material substance. On the wooden floor, that's material substance. But when you put your head, it's symbolic that we're putting our head on the earth in submission, like we was in the fetus of our mama. We was in sajda prayer. So we down in sajda prayer with our hands by our ears and our knees are bent and our feet, toes are bent. And we in the sajda prayer saying, Allahu Akbar. But this is the point, brothers and sisters. We have nothing. Where's your restaurants? Where's your stores? Where's your bakeries? Where's your house? Something is wrong. Someone them penetrated. That we know the Quran more than we know now, but there's no progress. Even Waluddin Muhammad said, when you find a brother that can speak the language of the Arabian, ask him what has he done in life. When you find out that he has not done anything of any significance, yes, he took care of himself, he took care of his immediate family, but did he take care of his neighbors? Did he take care of his community? Did he take care of people that's in need? Did he go take care of orphan children? What has he done? Because when you learn the language of God, it is supposed to stimulate you. It's supposed to motivate you. It's supposed to allow you to give back. And because of that, God will reward you. But the reason they can't grow, because they showing off to let you know I know another language. And so, yes, you're talking to the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi al-Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa sallallahu kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salakallah. Wadeen. Brothers and sisters, who knows what the hell you just said? Sound good to me. Sound good to those who understand it. But we are 1.5 million. Sorry, billion. 1.5 billion. That's what we are known around the world, around the globe. But where's the other 8 billion? We're not supposed to communicate to them. We're not supposed to try to get to them. For Allah says it's called good intentions. Do you have intention, Maharaj, to want to speak to billions of people? Yes, Lord. And even in fact, I leave this world and it never happened, I get the barakats, the blessings, because why? Allah says, is all in good intentions. The will is Him. If He don't will you to have that, but He will give it to you as if you do. See how merciful God is? So you cannot sit in front of me and can't give me a portfolio for 5 years. What have you done? You can't tell me that you took our money and put it in a bank collectively, our money. Who's over top of it? What happens if you die? And what happens if so-and-so die? Who's over top of this money? And what makes you think because you created that we're going to vote you in next year? Well, you've never been voted. You haven't been voted in. It's like this is a lifetime guaranteed position. So nothing could happen because things change. You know, closed circuit was tremendous. You couldn't get any type of picture in a building if it wasn't a home, in a restaurant if it wasn't a home, in a theater if it wasn't a home. Closed circuit was large. But then here come pay-per-view. Now here come a whole new group of people with this new idea. Now we didn't say that pay-per-view is cut off, but it's more or less insignificant right now. But they still use it. But now here comes streamline. Whoa, anybody can streamline. And you can get a lot of people on streamline, and 5, 10 years is going to be another technology and another technology. Just so happened, being an imam in Islam, there's no technology, there's no development growth, and there's no new idea coming in. That's the truth. Because if you don't change it, Allah will not help. But if you're going to sit there, brothers and sisters, and accept that stupidity, then you got a problem. That you're not going nowhere. So what did Allah do? Allah shut us all down. And I've been preaching on this radio for 7 years. New Africa Excellent Enterprise, when I speaks. I've been saying to you that we have to go and be involved in industry, and that's all mankind. And if you ain't a part of all mankind, you just in neutral. You're not going to be able to grow in life. Because Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace and blessings be upon him, he was for all humanity. He wasn't just for the Arabs. He wasn't just for his immediate family. All humanity around the world. What part you miss? So therefore, we not only not being transparent, but we become thieves. We use the community to go get money, and the community don't know anything about it. Whether it's a grant, whether it's a loan, but they don't know. I don't think it's a loan. Why? Because when you loan something, you got to put your signature there. And most men that write their signature for a loan is married. And that means your wife have to agree. So therefore, if something goes wrong, they got your house, they got your car, they got your properties. Because why? You backed up this loan. And that's why it can't happen, because no one is putting their life on the line far as economics is concerned. So because they won't do it, it's the reason why it's not being done. But then you got a group of men that think they know. Every time they get to one spot, they got to do it all over again. They get to another spot, they got to do it all over again. They get another spot, and so it takes 10, 20 years to do something you can do in 6 months or 8 months. But if you're on a job learning, hell, you can't be a lawyer in 6 months, and you can't be a lawyer in 2 years. How about 4 years? How about 5 years? You can't. You got to go to school and study hard, very hard, when you come out of that high school, when you go to college. Yes, 4 years is good. You got your associate degree. But what about your bachelor degree? What about your master degree? But to go get your doctorate and then got to go pass the law, the bar, to get your license, that's time consuming. So everything comes in moderation. But what excuse we have? Because we've been doing this since 1975, when Imam Walid D. Muhammad came in office. 1975, alhamdulillah. But what have you produced? Nothing. Anytime you satisfied to be in a corner store. You know what Imam Muhammad taught me? He said, anybody got a corner store, it's for itself. That's what he said. It's for itself. He said, I'd rather see you give that $100 to a needy that don't know you. You don't know him. That's the best charity. Than to go in there and give them $100 amongst 300 or 400 people. Because why? It's not for nobody but that individual. That's how that individual thinks. And don't allow him to have land. It's his land. And if you said to him, oh, you're going to build a masjid, good. We can build a rotation. Rotation, ain't nobody coming in here. Yeah, see? And that was 5 years ago. 5 years, they in the same position they was in 5 years before. You see how law works? It's not going to happen. And then collectively, you got all these different affairs to take money from people. And then you wonder why that one is in a corner store. And everything being built around him but him. I mean, brothers and sisters, it's the reality. But the point is, there's 20,000 to 50,000 strong just in Newark. And don't add East Orange and Elizabeth and Hillside and Irvington. There's at least 100,000 strong. I'm telling you, you'll be lucky if each one of those masjids got more than 100 people. This is a disgrace. And you know what the problem is? Let me tell you what the problem is. If you came in the projects and you're a police officer, and you're looking for Billy, we know where Billy's at. Have you seen Billy? Nope. Or somebody did something down the street. We don't know. Now, most people know it was being done because it was told, but we're not going to tell them. But that's because we had a war going on, white against black. Today, Billy is raping Miss Mary. Today, Billy is ripping off Miss Jones. Today, Billy broke in the house and stole her last money. And guess what you do? You turn your head. We don't tell on each other. Damn it. That ain't the enemy. That's Miss Jones. That's Miss Green. That's Miss Johnson. I know who did it. Because you have to be man enough or woman enough to tell who the perpetrator is. Well, that's not happening. In El-Islam, in Jersey, they're not going to tell you doing what. Mum is the word. The same way with we being killed, and the other officers won't tell. so we don't came a part of the system as imams. And we're not telling the truth. We're not talking in their language. We're talking over their head, but it sounds good. But there's no progress. You cannot use the Quran language and not evolve. Then you wonder why that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, has allowed me to evolve. Because I speak from the Quran. How could I lose with the stuff I use? The Quran is when I marry. The Quran is when I decide to take on a female. The Quran allows me to treat people with a lot of respect. I follow the Uswa of Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Uswa, his nature. I could never be the Prophet. I couldn't be equal or better. But I got his nature. He got the same soul I have. He had the same deen al-fitr I have. He has the same five senses. And my God, if you are obedient to God, he has the same taqwa as I have. That's the uswa. That's what I follow. So my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a man that is humble, a man that is trustworthy, a man that is kind, a man that gives whatever he has, you have it. A man that went to all humanity. How the hell you can be an imam on that post, which is not your office. Office of Prophet Muhammad of 1400 years ago, praise and peace and blessing be upon him. How is it, brother, that you are evil and arrogant? How is it that you only speak back to people that pass you? How is it that you steal their money and lie? How is it that you want to be someone that you're not? How is it that you say that you respect the office of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you knew any better, you would get the hell out the way. But you're going to be paid for, because it's written. That angel on the left is writing everything. Whatever's in the dark must come to the light in the final day of judgment. But sisters and brothers, I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you who sits under that stupidity, who condones that stupidity. And it's real. And this is why Allah says in the Quran, I created the heavens and the earth and everything between it for you, human. And I need nothing from my creation, God says. I don't need nothing from man. Isn't that amazing? So what is Allah saying? He don't need your charity. He don't need your zakat. Why, brothers, he don't even need your prayers. No, he don't need us at all. So he gives us what he chooses and his will. And can a man on this planet take credit for Allah's will? Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, keep in mind, he spent 23 years after living a lifetime. But before we get to those 23 years, what did the Prophet do prior? Because he didn't know Al-Islam, because Al-Islam didn't exist. And he didn't even know God. He didn't know anything about revelation because he was illiterate. Means that He had no knowledge of revelation. Was he intelligent of his own language? Did he read and write of his own language? But he knew nothing about the Quran. But how did he was able to be Alameen, Hanif? How could all these names be given to him? Because of his character. His character is everything. It made the Jews love him, made the Christians love him, made the men and women that practice idol gods love him. Trustworthy. You can leave your belongings with him. He will not rob you and steal you. And you don't think that's our money, brother? That's in that bank? But you can't say that about those imams, because that's not their money, that's our money. And guarantee, if you run a check, when they die, where do it go? There's nothing that says where it goes, because why? The wife comes in and takes over, because that's her husband. And if you don't have a will to say this is the community gets not. Because you on South Orange Avenue, what is that, a different community? And because you are on Springfield, is that a different community? Because you're on Bergen Street, that means that's a different community? Because you're on Clinton Avenue, do that mean that's a different community? How about Elizabeth? You think that's a different community? Isn't that amazing? Well, you might as well go back in the 60s when there was the Commodores and the Aztecs and the Blue Hats and all different clubs. And if you come in their territory, you will pay severely unless you got welcome to come through their territory. Well, today they're cut up in tribes. And today, if all of them was on a plane and it went down, 14 of them, 14 mass jizz will be given to 14 different wives of the men that passed away. Not to the community, because there is no community. There's a group cut up in tribes. Well, where is this one community? The reason why Imam told you to split up, so no one can come and take over one masjid that's a liar, a crook, a deceitful, a diabolical mind, can rip off the people, and it hurts everybody. Sensitively, it does hurt us, but more important, it doesn't come where they can take all of us down. So he says split it up, but not split up a community. You ask your wife, give me a girl. Yeah, well, I want a boy. Yeah, well, I want another boy. Yeah, can I get another girl? Is she going to split them up? Even though they're four different human beings, even though they're male and female, is she going to split them up? It's one community, fool. This is one Ummah. There's no such thing that the brother from South Orange Avenue can't come to Springfield Avenue as a community, one community. There's no such thing as a brother from Bergen Street can't come over to South Orange Avenue and vote. We're one community. But it can't get in their heads. And if you look at it, check out their background. They have no portfolio that says that they qualified to take you into industry. So what are they qualified? They qualified to work for a company. What are they qualified? They're qualified to teach a school, a classroom. What are they qualified? They're qualified in telling you what plane to catch. What qualifications do they have? And then if you put them all together, what made the foundation of Islam in America was the army, the FOI, the soldiers. while you counting money and while you ministers was preaching, it was the FOI that protected your welfare. And anything happened, it would be some repercussion. Those men was powerful. They would give their life before they would give their word. Their word is bond. And we was called the FOI. But if you take all of them that you see never was in the army, never put their life on the line, never had to go out there and do what had to be done, because that fish had to be sold. Those newspapers had to be sold. Those bean pies had to be sold. And we knocked every door to bring the lost and found to the temple so they can grow like us. This is a war between Satan and your Dean of Fitra. And like the man said, a bunch of sissies up here. And a lot of them were sitting there. Not sissy in the sense of the word that we are putting emphasis on men that chose to be women. That's between you and Allah. But you can't take his nature, and you can't take his intellect, and you can't take his five senses. For that same man is intelligent enough to create a science for cancer. That same man can create a curriculum that our children can learn. You can't take that from him. Now, what he does or she does in her personal life between her and Allah, we still can't judge him. There was a piano player called Richie. And Richie used to go both ways. And he said he changed his mind. Now, I believe little Richie would die and repent. You have a right to. But he was one hell of a piano player. He was a great performer. He had a gift. I watched a movie, brothers and sisters, about a piano player that hired an Italian boy to go with him. And he did a real good job. I can't think of the name of the movie, but this pianist was a great pianist. He went all down south. They had to drive on a... Everything he had was spotless. He was very articulate. And the Italian boy got him to eat fried chicken. He liked it. But make a long story short, if you haven't seen it, they was hollering at one another. And that Italian boy said, "You got a problem. I'm more black man than you are. I never left the black community. I grew up with them. And I suffer just like they suffer. You ain't black. You white. But yet you look black. I look white, but I'm black. I'm more black than you is." And he said, "Stop the car." Player said, "Stop the car." So you ain't going to insult me like this. And he got out. He said, "Hey, come on, come back." Because why? He got to go play. That's how the Italian boy make his money. He got to play. He said, "What's wrong?" He said, "You don't know me. You think you know me. But I was so intelligent that the black people denied me. And because I can play, the white folks praise me. But I can't come into their restaurants and eat. And I can't go into their famous hotels to sleep. So who am I? I'm hated by them, and I'm hated by my own people. I've been by myself all my life. And I got to the Italian boy. He said, I'm sorry. Of course, that is true. Now, he's a homosexual, but a very, very intelligent young man. And when he drove the guy home in the snow because he was sleeping, because he did all the driving, the Italian boy, and they invited him up for Christmas. New Year was Christmas, so he said, no, I'm going home. He went to his beautiful apartment and told his butler that he can go home to his family, and he thought about it. Next thing you know, he's at the white man's door. He said, what are you doing here? He said, you invited me. He came in, and Italian boys looked at him, and they saw that their friend loved him, and he welcomed them to the family. That touched your heart. Automatically, homosexual just went out the window. He was a human being. And this is how we have to treat people. Some fool said a homosexual should be thrown off the roof. That's Satan. Satan gave that to you. Because we don't kill nobody. We don't have a right to kill nobody. Now, misconstrue what I'm saying. A guy pull a trigger on you in a jam and you take it, you kill him. Because it wasn't a jam, it wasn't God's will. But you don't let nobody just kill you. I'll do time, get caught raping my daughter, my wife. You in trouble. Or a sister. You got to go, man. But Allah don't put you in those situations when you're trying to do good. I made a statement, and I'll reiterate. Mr. Louis Farrakhan, I love him. You can't tell me the things he says is all 100%, but my God, his good outweighs his bad. And I love him because he's man enough to have the vehicle to say the truth. Allah has made him financially independent, that he don't need nothing from him, and he can speak the truth. So I made a statement. I said, if a bullet was coming after Minister Farrakhan, I would jump in front of the bullet and give my life. And you say, why? You follow Imam Wallerstein Muhammad. I can't teach the women and the children like he can. Let him be here long enough to help our children, to help our youth, to help wake up the people. He's doing a wonderful job. So you mean, Marat, you didn't die for him? I died for the community. But suppose Imam Wallerstein Muhammad was standing there. And suppose Minister Farrakhan, here come one bullet. I don't know who it's going to hit. Because the bullet is moving quick. I'm going to jump in front of Imam Wallerstein Muhammad. Oh, you took favors. No, I made a intelligent judgment. Minister Farrakhan got the black youth. He has the black community. Imam Wallerstein Muhammad is loved all over the universe. Christians, Jews, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventists, Cajuns, Italians, Irishmen. So I would give my life for humanity. Why would I jump in front of a bullet just to prove that I should jump in front of a bullet? It's common sense. That's the problem. We don't love each other. We have no love for each other. And we're jealous if one outshines the other. I've never been like that. If you're good, I want to be good in what you're good in. if you are, I have a lawyer. I wish I could practice law. I go just to sit in the courtroom. Hassan Abdullah, I watch him. I watch that black man operate. He's a brilliant lawyer. Never had the brilliant money, but because he would take a case, whether it's triple murder or murder, or you defending yourself because someone put false charges on you, you can get him. And he knows his people very reasonable, very charitable. So ain't too many black men like that. He ain't selling out. You forget that. He's not selling out. He gonna fight for his crime. So I like it. So I go around there to see that. The great Muhammad Ali. Yes, he can fight. But the love he had for people, because he loved his own before he loved everybody else, but he was so beneficent in being hospitable. Ah, the great Muhammad Ali. So I patted myself behind him. Dr. King, oh, I love the way he speaks. That man so articulate is unbelievable. And the way he speaks and the things he tried to do. Now, I'm not Dr. King. I'm not turning my cheek for nobody. You hit me on my left side of my cheek, I'm going to break both of yours. And some more. Because I don't know how to turn the other cheek. Should I go on? So it's appreciating those who has a gift. Jesse Jackson, I use his phrase now today. Keep hope alive. That's what's wrong with you all today. Y'all gave up hope. Keep hope alive. That was Jesse. Do I want to be Jesse? No, but I like keep hope alive. I am somebody. Yeah, you are. Sharpton. He got a love for me. I got a love for him. But that man came over here in New Jersey and took over feeding the people. Anybody came and dominated New Jersey. They made these mans look like they standing still. They doing a little feeding here, a little feeding there, a little feeding there. Collectively, it don't equal what Sharp James is doing. That's Sharp James. Sharpton. But I respect that. Now, a lot of these mayors are they can't help themselves. But I seen that mayor of Newark stand up and said, what are you doing in my city? You don't have to teach us how to be black here. But why don't you go to North Bergen, North New Brunswick? Why don't you go to Fort Lee, New Jersey? Why don't you go up the suburbs, teach them how to be black? Teach them what the black, but you don't have to come here to be black. But what we need is unity. I said, whoa, sent a message to all those emails that were sitting around. So I wouldn't be the mayor if it wasn't for these people here that put me in. The same people can take me out. I said, go ahead. I went over next to them and said, hey, man, you talk like that. You got me, Ms. Farrakhan, we will back you. Because that's how you got to talk. Regardless of what fault he may have or whatever, those were words of wisdom. Sisters, wake up. And realize that Satan is not in charge. He's here to try you. But trust in your Lord. But there's no such thing as you say, trust in Allah and tie your camel. That came from the 40 thieves. You're going to take men low life than men and put that with Allah or animal with Allah? You don't do that. You trust in Allah. You need nothing else but Bismillah. He's right there and he's near. And he would help every last one of us if we will come together collectively as one ummah. We'll be successful overnight. And you will see that this is what Black Life Matter, for the first time in the history of the black man around the world. I don't care what country you go, they're marching and saying Black Lives Matter. We, the African Americans, suffered worse than any people on the face of the planet. And today, the insignificant George Floyd, see how Allah works? We was outnumbered. And yet Allah got the whole entire country say Black Lives Matter. And you imams should join together 400,000 just in New Jersey. How many is in New York? How many is in Philadelphia? Well, there's got to be a good 3 million just on the East Coast. Where are we? That's power. If I say anything to hurt anyone, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. If I said anything wrong, I'm human. I make mistakes. That's why we say subhanAllah. But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand in your deen al-fitri, the nature in which you was created, stand in your obedience to God, your faith in God, your love for God, your taqwa, don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorified his name. And I greet you from our biological father, Adam, to our father of the intellectual mind and all nationality, Abraham. And to Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. And to Muhammad, the prophet, the seal of the prophet of 1400 years ago. That's excellent salute. That salutation that we give to the prophet is for all the prophets at once. Prayers and peace be upon the prophet and sinners and his companion. I greet you from the Holy Quran, the language of Allah, given to the prophet, the messenger of God, from the angel Jibril. This is his language that he recited, that God gave to him. And what is it? As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. I'm your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. Inshallah, return tomorrow on Tuesday. Tuesday is my special day because Tuesday allows me to say this is my seventh year on a Tuesday to speak to you all out there in radio land. And I went viral 3 times. That means millions of people have listened. I don't know. Tomorrow, I believe that I will have the lines open so you can ask me a question. You can ask me anything that comes to your mind. I say, Bismillah, and Allah sends the angel on my right to tell me what to say to you. I'm not spooky, and I'm not too far to the right. I'm in tune with my angel. The one on the left don't talk. It just writes your history. That's why we salam to both of them. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for listening. Tune in tomorrow. Peace and love.